Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Hattie, what do you want for Christmas?
Dad, I want a new Kubota L2501.
Why a new Kubota?
Because right now, Great Plains Kubota has the best price, the best tractor, and the best warranty.
Right now, Great Plains Kubota is offering the new L2501 DT and loader for only $14,990. Great Plains Kubota also has a best price guarantee and an exclusive 10-year, 2,000-hour powertrain warranty. You don't even need to ask Santa. Just visit gpkubota.com.
Great Plains Kubota, the brand that works for you.
Stillwater Milling Company, where we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company counsels with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you.
It's been a year of extremes for a lot of folks in U.S. agriculture, including right here close to home. Executive Vice President of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, Michael Kelsey, says that these ups and downs have definitely impacted Oklahoma cattle producers.
We're going to look back on this year in history and go, wow, that was just a crazy year. Weather has just been horrendous all across the country, but certainly here in Oklahoma, and the flooding that we had early on, and then just odd weather beyond that. So started out, we had completely depleted our hay supply in the winter, so we really needed to go into the year to make hay. Some folks started making hay late, made us nervous, wound up making tons of hay pretty much, at least the reports we're getting. The quality maybe we're a little concerned about, but you know, and then we had a fire in August at the Holcomb plant, the Tyson plant, and boy, that shook the market up. The market way overreacted. And so, boy, howdy, things have just been, we're going to look back on this year and go, whew, just a crazy year. That being said, we did get some things done in the legislative session that we were pretty proud of. The ribeye's the new steak of Oklahoma, the state steak. That's a jolt of morale, if you will, a feel good that will play for a long time. And as we promote beef in Oklahoma for a long time, that's going to give us an opportunity to do some things.
Michael Kelsey, who says that the trade negotiations have also been very much of a roller coaster, but it looks like as we wrap up the old year, right, we're making some good progress, including the potential ratification of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement in the U.S. House of Representatives today, with the Senate likely to follow suit in early 2020. Add to that the partial agreement with Japan that levels the playing field for beef and pork. And then, of course, there's the Phase 1 Chinese trade deal between the Trump administration and the Chinese government. We still don't know exact details on what that all will mean. We've heard some of the things being said by both the Chinese and the Trump administration, but there's no text out there as of yet. Veronica Nye, economist for American Farm Bureau, says that we're talking about some huge gains potentially as far as U.S. Agricultural goods going into China. But as we mentioned, details are sketchy.
Given that such a large expansion over where we were previously, the list of products and the variety of trade between China and the U.S. would have to expand pretty significantly. When you look at the total of what China is buying from the rest of the world, there's probably room there.
The biggest agricultural export number in dollars that we've ever sold into China any single year, back in 2012, almost $26 billion that year. You've got farm news on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, December 19th, live from Fort Worth on Dish Network Satellite 997, SLA TV, and SuperiorClickToBid.com, starting 8 a.m. Central Time. 14,000 head to be offered, 4,000 yearling steers, 1,500 yearling heifers, 7,500 weaned calves. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video on a specific lot, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior 800-422-2117. And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.